Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. Are you ready to be enchanted? Maybe even transformed? This is going to be a very, very powerful show because my guest is a woman who transforms people through the enchantment of her sound and her wisdom. And we're so excited to not only talk with her about it, but also we're going to perhaps listen to a few snippets of her wonderful sounds. So I'm so happy to introduce Alea Dow. Alea, welcome.
Thank you, Peter.
And it's so wonderful to hear your music and your sounds. You might want to describe how you create it and where it all comes from. And you had a moment a dozen or more years ago where you kind of woke up or knocked on the head, whatever happened. And since then, it's been a very interesting ride for you. Can you talk a little about that?
It has been an interesting journey. I think all of us have moments in our lives that are awakening moments, and this one was actually in 2001, and I was lying on a sound table, which is a massage table filled with water, and there are speakers underneath this water bladder, and as you lay there, you are literally massaged by the sounds that are coming through the speakers and on the headset. And in that moment of that healing sound session, I had a total shift in consciousness within 30 seconds, and was then able to perceive the other dimensions, the other realms, the angelic ones that were singing from the angelic choir, literally feeling other people's feelings, hearing their thoughts, and understanding what it was they were truly intending on learning, even though they were using those mechanisms of suffering or pain or upset. So it was kind of like getting the x-ray glasses, and fortunately, I also was given the angelic Bluetooth, so I had guides guiding me every moment of the way for the first several years, helping me integrate and assimilate this higher level of consciousness.
What an opportunity. It's nice.
Not for the faint of heart. I warn, you know, people say, oh, I want to become enlightened. And it's like, what happens if we do that over a five-year period instead of 30 seconds and then you take 5 years to integrate those 30 seconds?
Well, what I like to call it becoming multidimensional.
Yes.
And I actually do teach that in my school.
Beautiful.
And have been working this way for some decades. And I love it. We're all gifted differently, multidimensionally.
Mm-hmm.
We work with different spirits and different masters out there who have particular assignments of enhancing the strengths that we're here to have. And mine seem to be, at this point, more visual, and yours are more sound. And so I love to connect with people who we can complement each other.
Yeah, indeed.
And so there's a magic to the sounds that you make. How did that grow in you, and what facilities do you use for that?
After that experience in 2001, for several years, the angelic choir was literally singing to me 24/7. And my guides would say to me, jokingly but not so jokingly, Alea, you too will be making these sounds. And after about a year of them singing to me in the higher realms, I started mimicking them in the shower or when I was driving. And then over a period of time, got more comfortable making these tones. It's called toning. And you use your voice and different parts of your body. You spin the sound off of different vertebrae or within the chakra systems. And I'm also making the sounds with my multidimensional self. So we are all multidimensional beings. We're expressing ourselves in multiple realms all at the same time. And so I am perceiving this higher vibrational aspect of myself, making different tones so that there might be 3 or 4 or 10 or 15 different tones all happening. And then I'm also listening to the angelic choir, and we kind of bring through this sound, and my body might just be making 1 or 2 sounds, but the experience of the listener is a multidimensional experience, so they're literally hearing all of the sounds that are happening in that moment that we're recording.
We have a few sound healers in New York who are wonderful, who you might know, have heard of, Jody Sirota, MJ Sawyer,
yes.
Marianne
yes.
Savino.
Great.
And actually, when I first heard about you, I asked Marianne to listen to your sounds, and she was blown away by them, and she is magnificent herself.
Great.
So it's, you know, for me, it was like, she said, oh, you got to have her on your show.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Great.
So,
well, I thank her.
Sure.
And I thank you.
Well, and you know what's interesting? The three of them sometimes get together and do performances together. And it's kind of interesting. And they all speak the language of light
mm-hmm.
that you speak. And that's another aspect that we haven't talked about.
Yeah.
That comes through, because what is the language of light?
I think of the light language as a way of communicating with non-physical beings, sometimes physical beings as well, but each one of those words or those sounds has a holographic experience. So there's information, there's emotions, there's a certain level of consciousness, there's an image, there's colors, there's textures. And so when I'm communicating with the angelic ones or singing their song, I go into this light language, and my mind doesn't know what I'm saying, but my heart and soul do. And when I am communicating with my guides, I will use light language. If I get startled, I immediately go to light language as opposed to English. And so I kind of think of it as all of us know our light language, our own unique dialect. Children remember it. They come out speaking light language. And adults might call that, you know, sort of the babble talk. But I truly believe that in our hearts we all know it. And everybody has their own unique form depending on where they are from as galactic multidimensional beings.
It's so fascinating. I don't do that myself, and I love to listen to people speaking in what you might call babble, because
uh-huh.
it doesn't make sense to our conscious minds, but we certainly can get it internally.
Yes.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You know, I'd like to just play one snippet. Your publicist, Rebecca, sent me some snippets of yours and said that we could play them, that you
uh-huh.
would be okay about it. So I want to ask the engineer to play the first snippet, please. It's beautiful. And we have a few more. We'll see how much time we have. But it's wonderful to feel, not just to hear the music and the sounds, but to feel them.
Mm-hmm.
Last night I played your sound for my wife for the first time. And she's in a choral society. Music is a big part of her life. And she heard right away. She started, she had goosebumps all over her body right away.
Wow.
So it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So you work with vibrations. You also work with wisdom.
I do. One and the same, right?
Well, they help each other.
They do.
Wisdom is a vibe in itself that we get at a different level. And it's so important to help people go deeper into mm-hmm. our minds. I mean, and the future on this planet, and I've had a recent show about it, is that the only future for the planet is to go deeper and actually really employ the divine feminine as even so much more within that depth. And it's going to be what saves the planet. And so this work that you're doing is amazing, along with what you understand about life and what our values are and how to get ourselves out of our own way, right?
Absolutely. I'm actually working on a book right now that New World Library picked up, and it's called The Seven Cups of Consciousness. And it's basically seven concepts that embody a spiritual way of living that help explain why our lives are the way they are, what it is we're really doing, and how to move in the direction in which we intend instead of sort of doing the opposite of what we're intending on mastering. And so when you embody all seven of these concepts, you basically learn the formula for shifting your internal reality, and then in turn it reflects externally into the outer world.
So you're adding on to the shifts that happen when people listen to your sound. I'm transfixed, transformed by the depth and the richness that your sound creates. Can we listen to another of your snippets? Is that okay?
Oh, please. As many okay. as you wish.
All right. Here comes another one. Wow. Now, that was three things. That was you making sounds. That was also language of light. And there were some whale sounds in there, too.
Yeah, and I think there was also the angelic, the angels allowed me to record them for about 15 seconds. And I take that 15 seconds, we cleaned it up a little bit, and then we looped it through that track. So you're literally hearing in the background, very, very subtle, the angelic high-pitched ring sing.
That's wonderful. And so the audience really, in listening to these, needs to listen with much more than your ears.
Yeah, and it happens automatically, whether you're conscious of it or not. We all have energy fields. And so the music is first going to the energy fields. As our energy fields receive it, then it gets reflected into our emotional, mental, and physical experience.
That's the way it should happen.
Indeed. Far easier. There was an 8-year-old who was talking to me the other day, and he said, "Alea, when I listen to your meditations and music, it works better if I just don't listen."
I love that.
So he's not listening with the mind. He's listening with some other part of him. And that's really the best way to receive the music, the meditations, the material.
Right. Now, in an interview you gave, I heard you mention the sounding note of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about that?
Yes. We all have this beautiful, exquisite sound that runs within us. Every single person has their own unique sound. And in some of the teachings that I talk about, I talk about us having a divine line. Every single individual has their own divine line that actually runs down the front of the spine. It's literally like a column of light. And when you use your inhale to pull yourself into this inner river, and you literally imagine standing in that inner column of light, and you imagine listening to that light that is flowing there, then you begin to hear the sound of your essence, which is in a fully connected, beautiful, perfect state.
That's a challenge, too, because we're not used to that.
True, but every time we inhale, we have an opportunity to pull ourselves into that inner river. And then use the exhale to actually anchor yourself into that place.
Right.
It's kind of like the earth weightlifting gym. We can bring ourselves in if we wish.
Well, what you're talking about is one of the key elements to consciousness, which is our breath.
Yes.
And breathing is a very exacting science of advanced meditation. And it also is very involved with healing. I use a lot of respiratory corrections when I do healings with people. So it's about knowing what the body needs to experience as you breathe, and then the breathing locks it in. And so when we're breathing to experience our sound, I would imagine it enhances our brain's ability to work with it even more.
Absolutely. And it gives you a palpable internal experience of, oh, that's where I'm perfect, that's where I'm connected, that's where I'm whole. I think so often people look for their perfection externally, or they reference point their self-worth externally. And when we start finding it internally, we start living from that really full, beautiful state.
Right. So, and sometimes I advise people to tone for themselves, and they go, how do I do that? And I just say, well, let's find the tone that your body really vibrates at best, that you make. You make your own tone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can sense that. When you reach that note,
yeah,
where the whole body is vibrating with it, there's a healing that goes on.
Absolutely.
And so this is an inspiration for everyone to start thinking more in terms of healing sounds and healing from your sound, too.
And people can tone along when they're listening to this music, but you can also just imagine a beautiful sound flowing within you, and you might do that for a few weeks or a month or a year, and then you start dreaming of the sound of your essence. It's when you are not in human form, when you're in your light body form. And so it will slowly start to come through, and then we start moving more and more from that place, from that connected, beautiful tone.
Now, you actually have a daily email that you send out of meditations called the Cups of Consciousness.
Yes, the Daily Cups. And they are 7 to 10 minute meditations, audio, that are delivered to subscribers all over the world, 3-5 times a week, depending on what people sign up for. I take the weekends off. And in those meditations, there are energetic protocols, prayers, sound healing, wails, music, and recommendations for living a connected life.
What an opportunity. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you must love doing it and sharing it.
I do. I have about 1,100 meditations online so far. So slowly just... my greatest challenge is this incredibly creative spirit that flows within me, and an opportunity to express that creativity. So
yeah,
there is never a lack of ideas.
Right. And as I said, I do it visually. So actually, I do about 10 or 11 transmissions a week to
Great.
A few hundred people who actually have their hands on a circle.
Wonderful.
And in the circle is their birth date.
Oh, beautiful.
And I have their birth dates in my circle.
Great.
And that's our stem cell of our spirit in the universe. Our spiritual address is our birth date.
Wonderful. How powerful.
It is. It's new stuff. The universe always is giving me very, very new, beautiful things.
That's the constellation work that you're referring to, right?
It's just
part of it.
I don't know how to call it a constellation work. It's just that I received from out there,
yeah,
this this program of our birth dates being such powerful healing forces. And if we do this correctly, we can have transmissions that decondition our psyche. And now I'm doing some amazing mandalas that I'm being given the intricacies of for people individually. So what I'm doing is what you're doing, but we're doing it. We're creating the music of, you're creating the music of sound. I'm creating the music of sight, and it's beautiful to work with that higher consciousness and be on a mission.
Absolutely. And everybody has their own unique way of receiving. And, you know, there's no just one way to get there. Sometimes we might need, you know, one aspect of a piece of the puzzle and then another aspect. And so I really think that this process of awakening, it's constantly changing. As we grow, as we evolve, what we're desiring that will help us awaken alters.
Yes. And we tune in where we need to, mm-hmm. and the people who will tune into your recordings are the right people who will fall in love with them.
For the time they need it.
That's so wonderful. And can we play another one?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you. That's so beautiful. And you also have 5 CDs that you are selling.
Yes. Actually, Sounds True picked up the Light Body Sound Healing, which is what we're listening to snippets of. And so that's available at Sounds True and on Amazon. And then I have Sound Medicine that I designed for people who are after an enlightenment experience or are really wanting to shift some very deeply embedded vibrations held in the body that are discordant. It's definitely medicine, so ingest with caution. And then I have a musical compilation called Awaken that I recorded with Barry Goldstein, who was a New York resident. And
yes, I know Barry.
Yeah, and so we recorded Awaken in 2007. That was my very first commercial release. And I also have another album called Oming with Whales, and it's 45 minutes of a whale song with Oming. And I'm working on 6 other CDs all at the same time right now. So the current is strong.
That's wonderful. We had Patricia Corey on the show a couple of times, and you might know of her and her work with whales. And it's amazing that she has actually created artwork from the whale songs. That,
oh, wow.
That comes through the computer creates the artwork, and it's really fantastic. And I've seen her artwork, that artwork reverberate throughout my home. So these whale songs are really amazing, so powerful. And there's so much to learn about how whale sounds even travel in the ocean. They can go thousands of miles through the water.
They can, definitely. I think that they are the ultimate sound healers, and we we actually captured about a 20-minute snippet of whale songs when we were swimming in Panama, and this whale gave us this humpback gave us a sound healing session that we were able to record. It was phenomenal. And so that's the whale track that I use in all of the music.
Oh, I'm so glad. So let's talk about how people can find you and get involved with your work.
If people want to get a free trial week of the Daily Cups of Consciousness that has a little bit of music and meditations, they can go to cupsofconsciousness.com. If people want to check out my music, they can go to Amazon, Sounds True, or my website, aleyadao.com, aleyadao.com, and I have a ton of free meditations, free conscious conversations, energy balancing sessions, classes, and meditations online.
And listening to you, it sounds like you must listen to your music a lot.
You know, sometimes I do. If I've had a long day, I will definitely put on Light Body Sound Healing or In Stillness. Actually, that's one of the other ones that I have. But I definitely live a very blessed life. I live, we have property up in the Sierra Nevada, and 1 week a month I go into the world to Santa Barbara, if you can call that the world, and see clients, and then the rest of the time I'm working over the phone with people and recording meditations. So I attempt to walk my talk.
Yes, and we all need help, and help in high ways. And you're getting it, and you're giving it. And,
yeah.
You know, it's so enjoyable to speak with you and to have the experience of your work, and you express yourself in the same way that your work expresses itself. And
thank you.
So it's so nice to talk with you.
Oh, it's been great to be on the show. Really a deep honor.
Well, hopefully you'll come to New York sometime and
indeed.
And play here.
Miracles happen.
That's right. Let's expect a miracle.
Yeah.
Great. So, Aleya Dow, thank you so much for being a guest on Energy Stew. It's such a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you, Peter.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. There are a lot of classes going on the internet, online. I'm starting an intuitive development program, and love to hear from you. Please get in touch at the information I just gave you, and thank you so much for listening. Jina hini ma aino kina harana ho Jina hiyana Andarana hiya kada hiyana Barana